I'm Ashley Easter.
And I'm Charlie Grantham, and you're listening to Serendipity,
the podcast where we explore everyday magic all around us.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Serendipity. I'm Ashley, I'm Charlie.
No, I'm Charlie.
We have switched bodies today, and I'm Ashley, and no, I'm just kidding. That is so funny. Oh, I just, it's really funny because we've talked about the name thing before, how my mom almost named me Ashley. So
right. I think that was like our first episode. Yeah.
I think, yeah, it was. Anyway, I'm Charlie, and Ashley is also here. Don't get us confused, like I did. But yeah, welcome. Today we're going to be talking about spiritual, like scams, or like scams in like the spiritual realm, like not the realm, but like the field, I guess.
Yeah.
Or like just kind of like icky stuff that we've seen. I think I saw a TikTok and I was like, ooh. And I sent to Ashley, I'm like, we should talk about this. And I know you've mentioned it on your Instagram before about like how to watch out for scams. Cause I think it's talked about a lot more nowadays about like how you can be like manipulated and like how some you know, religions or churches believe like really wild things. But it's not talked about as much in like the spiritual community because it's not a specific like organized group or religion. But I think it's important to like talk about. And I feel like I also just like we are like I think technically a spiritual podcast. But we are not trying to scam anyone or like we're like not doing this. So I just thought it would be interesting to talk about. So Ashley, you have posted about this before. Do you want to give us some examples? I think I have like a few examples too, but do you want to like kick us off?
Yeah. Well, when you brought up the topic, I was like, yeah, we should definitely talk about this. And there's, gosh, so many things to choose from. I'm a cult survivor and I haven't talked about that much on this podcast. So I've talked about it and other, things that I've done.
Which, and by the way, you were on, is it Cults to Consciousness?
Yeah, Cults to Consciousness.
And it's a podcast, right? Mm-hmm. I listened, I watched the video. I went on YouTube and I watched it. It was so good. I actually sent it to my whole book club to watch. I was like, this is so good. We're reading a book right now about cults. And I was like, oh, y'all might like this video of my best friend. Like, so I sent it to them. It's really good. And you can find it on Cults to Consciousness Instagram. They have like a link to there. And it's Shalice who was on a episode of like, oh my gosh, like almost like probably like 10 months ago or something. About plant medicine. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up because that was a really good episode and you go like really in depth about that, the cults that you're in.
Thanks. Yeah. So I think that having cult experiences really perks my ears up wherever I'm in for looking for like scams and cult-like behaviors. And cults kind of exist on a spectrum. So they're not all like walled compounds or people drinking poison Kool-Aid. Like that definitely exists. They're not all like Scientology. Some of them are a lot more subtle and they can be like they can be in yogic communities. They can be in Christian churches. They can be in family groups. Like it can be in business development. Like cult type behavior can exist in a broad range of fields. And it's more about the control, the manipulation, and oftentimes just the right out scams and lies. And I hear that talked about, and there's been a lot of like documentaries done about some of the more quote unquote traditional cults, but I haven't seen a lot of people talking about the scams and cult-like behaviors in the spiritual but not religious community. And so when you brought up this topic, I was like, yes, this is so important. So a couple examples that come to my mind is one of my biggest things that I have concerns about are MLMs, multi-level marketing groups. I don't believe that everybody who is in a multi-level marketing group or buys the products is like a bad person. I don't believe that. But I do think when we look at a lot of the structures, there is a lot of control and toxic positivity. And I've been following this amazing woman who was actually very successful in several MLMs. And she's now like exposing a lot of the things behind the scenes. But some of those MLMs are in like the spiritual community, and they'll say things like, oh, these essential oils will cure your cancer, or, oh, you know, these herbs or, you know, workout things are going to help you connect to the galactic beings or something like that. And we love to talk about like galactic stuff, and we've even had like a discussion a couple podcasts ago about like some weird markings on my husband's back that were like from when I Googled it, like all I could find on it was like, these look like alien markings. But I think the difference between like fun speculation, which that was, and these toxic groups is it's like, you have to believe this. This is what's going to save you. Spend your money, your time, become isolated from other ideologies and thoughts. Don't use traditional medication. Only use the spiritual potions and
oils. Very black and white thinking.
Yeah.
Like, this is, yeah, no. And, and I like, I kind of want to echo what you said about, you know, not everyone who's like sells it or uses it is bad. I think it's almost like, I think I may have mentioned in our last episode, it's kind of like the same thing of people who have very sincere like faith beliefs. People like see that and they want to use that, and they see people with a vulnerability. And I think that can happen a lot of times with some of like the health MLMs. They see people who maybe have actually gone through like a lot of health problems, or maybe were treated bad by the medical system, which like, I'm the first one to say like our medical system in the US sucks. So there's quite many people. And so they use that vulnerability that people have, and then they like, you know, use that almost again, capitalism to profit. And I think it's really sad because it's like, there are people wasting their money. I mean, that's one thing. But also their time and their energy that they can never get back.
Right. And possibly their health, you know,
their health.
Possibly risking their life sometimes.
Yes. Yeah. And it's really, it's disturbing, and it is very much black and white. It's like, you have to use like this specific brand. Even within it, like the essential oils, I know there's like different MLMs. Like, it's not enough to just like use essential oils. It's right. Like, you have to be devoted to one essential oil, like group, or like
they're
one
like feuding business with each other.
Right. And it's like, oh, I went and used that. I don't know about the quality. And it's like, it is very cult-like, and it's disturbing, and it's sad because it really is taking advantage of people, who I think are oftentimes in a vulnerable, you know, situation. And, I just think that's really messed up and makes me very mad.
And even like on the oil, like using essential oils, I love essential oils.
I use them
in meditation.
Right now.
Yeah, I spray them around like on my bed coverings, and I will sometimes use it for like focus. Like, I love essential oils, but there are limits to what essential oils can do. And they often will have these like wild conspiracies about how they can solve these massive problems in your life. And I remember just from one experience that I had, we listened to a guy who talked about essential oils, and he came from it from a spiritual angle. This was years ago. And he was like, this essential oil is for pain, and it can help you with your menstrual cramps. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, that's interesting. Background for me, I had such intense menstrual cramps that I almost went to the emergency room once. I was on prescription pain medications when my cramps would come. Like, these were not just like some, like, these were serious cramps. But because he told me that this essential oil would fix that, when my period rolled around, instead of getting ahead of it, which I usually did, was starting to take what my doctor had prescribed for me, I didn't take any of that medication. I just put essential oils on the area. And like, it did absolutely nothing. And I was in excruciating pain. And because I hadn't gotten ahead of the pain, like, I was in bed for like 3 days. And that's wow. not a life-threatening thing, but it was yeah. very painful. Yeah. And so, again, I love essential oils, but you have to remember like what the limits are. And yeah, so that's just one example. But Charlie, yeah, I know yeah. you've got some other things that, like, examples and things you want to talk about. And yeah.
Yeah, just like weird stuff that I come across. Like, I think what kind of set me off, like, when I texted you this video on TikTok of like this, I don't even remember exactly what they said. It was wild, but it was basically this like spiritual like coach or like somebody online saying how Lyme disease, which I really do believe is one of the worst things. Like there are people who suffer so much for like their whole lives. It's a terrible like illness to have. And it's very, in Maine, there are a lot of like deer ticks, and that's what spread it. So we've become mm-hmm. very like aware, and we're very cautious because we do not want to get Lyme disease, because we've seen mm-hmm. people really suffer.
Yeah, I've got friends who, it's just really bad.
Yeah, you can die. I mean, it's terrible. And it's like, people are, you know, it changes your whole life. And this, whatever this video was, somebody was like saying that Lyme disease is actually like some type of like, you should feel lucky to have it, because it's like this portal to like, you know, your higher self or like this higher consciousness or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, what? Like, first of all, this is not true. Second of all, this is so disgusting and disrespectful to people who suffer. And I think that's where some of this like spiritual stuff makes me really mad, is that like, oh, you have anxiety. Oh, you have this health condition. Oh, you have this, whatever, like just follow my 3-step, whatever, or follow my whatever. And it's like, it takes out of like people, it's so disrespectful to the suffering that people experience. It's so disrespectful, or it doesn't take into the account the systems of oppression that are at play. Right. In the world, like not just in the United States, but like the globe, like we're talking about the globe, you know, like just, oh, like, you know, use my method, or like, I don't know, like I get there's a place for, you know, learning things and like learning how, like what you do, like learning to like lean into your intuition and access your higher self and be more confident when you're making like business decisions or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you start talking about people's like actual like suffering and pain, and you're talking about oppression, and oh, you can do this if you just like, you can manifest this if you just use this, it's like, okay, you're taking out, you're not taking into account the real systems of oppression at play, the real suffering that people go through. And so I think if I see anybody like that, Lyme disease video was just wild to me. I was like, wow, like that's something, you know, I would think like, that's something everyone can agree on. Like, right. No, that's not a thing everyone can agree on, right? Because people are out here saying it's right. Like, yeah, it's this wonderful thing that, and I'm like, I don't know. I'm speechless. I'm honestly speechless.
And I think there's a difference between having something bad in your life and deciding that for you, you want to leverage that to learn a lesson, or to, you know, cause it to help you focus on an area. I think of it like, I've worked with a lot of abuse survivors, and some survivors that I've talked to have said that after they experience abuse, that now they're on this path where they discovered this, that, and the other, and they're helping people. And that's really beautiful. But the thing is, they chose that that's how they wanted to leverage their story, how they wanted to right. take back their power. It wasn't like, it's not okay for somebody to say that this bad thing, whether it's a health issue or abuse or something else, happened to you for a reason, and that reason is for you to X, Y, or Z. Like, mm-hmm. you can have an experience and you can choose to leverage that in a way that benefits you and other people, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that experience came into your life so that you would leverage right. it.
Like it's not meant to be.
Right, right.
Yes.
Like, it's... I think that we can learn everything in life that we need to learn without suffering. I really believe that. Like, I lean so hard into love and expansion. I'm not saying that there aren't lessons that we do learn through pain and suffering, because I think those we have, and I've had those lessons I've mm-hmm. learned through pain and suffering, but I don't think those are necessary for us mm-hmm. to learn those things. I think we could also learn those lessons through joy and ease and flow. And mm-hmm. so I think that it's really... really not good when people say that you have to learn through suffering, and so your Lyme disease is here and that's a good thing. Like,
right.
Don't minimize people's pain. Give them the choice of what they want to do in their pain and how they want to shape their story, but don't act like this is a gift when it's not.
Yeah, and the way they were saying it was almost like, you should want Lyme disease too. Like, you know, like, right. I mean, that's not what they said, but it's basically what they were saying. Like, oh, this is so great. Like, this is like, you know, and I don't remember the exact wording, but it was even like, why are you complaining? Like, this is just like, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what is happening? Like, and, but I'm sure there's stuff like that for like all sorts of types of experiences sure. or illnesses. There's people out there saying these like wild things, just trying to profit off of other people. And again, like, it's taking people that are in a vulnerable state and yeah. using that to manipulate, to make money, mm-hmm. to get fame, like whatever it is. And it's just upsetting. Like,
it really is. Another one that I've seen really popular in the like spiritual but not religious community is promoting patriarchy, which really gets under my skin, because I think patriarchy is one of the biggest evils of the world. There are many oh evils God. Of the world, but that's like such a big one. And they'll talk about like spiritual concepts of like masculinity and femininity, which personally, the way I look at masculine and feminine energy is that it's like two kind of separate types of energy that every person has within them. And masculine and femininity, I don't always even like to use those words because there's so many connotations connected with like the sex you were assigned at birth or how people expect you to express your gender, those types of things. But, you know, I think a healthy way to look at masculinity and femininity is that like everybody has those within them, and how you express them and how you balance them is going to be individual to you as an individual. And just because you were born with certain genitalia doesn't mean that you can't have both those energies in you. But what I've seen a lot in like the spiritual but not religious community is people saying things like, oh my gosh, you know, you're assigned female at birth, you're identifying as a woman, you need to get more into your feminine energy and just only receive and let this man like lead you and guide you and be your ultimate protector. And like, that is really what, you know, divine masculinity looks like. And it's just the patriarchy that we learned in religion repackaged, and not even repackaged that well, because I heard very similar concepts in the church.
Wait, they're saying this like spiritual people that are not like Christian or whatever?
Oh, yeah, it's very popular.
Oh my God, that's so
gross. Yeah.
That's so gross.
And they say it in such flowy words, and oftentimes it's women who are espousing this. Yeah. Which is really gross to me. But they say it in such a way where they make it sound really flowery, but it is using spiritual language to say that men should basically be the leaders, the ones in power and control over women, instead of equality, and that true freedom is when you surrender and let your man lead you. I'm like, hell no.
So gross. Like, true freedom, excuse me, I'm gonna vomit.
Yes. True freedom is when you balance those energies within you, and you lead yourself, and you're a whole person. And then you're, if you want to be, with another person who also has the masculine and feminine energy balanced within themselves. They're a whole person, and you come together as two whole people, as equals, and you negotiate your relationship from that state, not as like this patriarchal state. And so I think that's a total scam. And I've seen that showing up a lot recently in like the spiritual but not religious communities. And I think, again, it's about power and control. And even if women are espousing this, like growing up in a very patriarchal Christian denomination, women espouse this stuff too. But because when the patriarchy wins, when men don't even have to say these concepts, when they trained women so well that women will say it on their behalf so they don't have to be the bad guy. Like, that's how deep patriarchy is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's internalized misogyny. Like, you have, and it's so infuriating. And I didn't realize that that was happening. I mean, I'm not surprised, I guess, but I'm very used to hearing that in like the Christian circles, which is so gross. I hate it. I mean, everyone probably knows, if they know us from like years ago when we had our like Christian feminist blog, like, it's disgusting. Like, I hate that stuff so much. But I didn't realize it was happening in like the spiritual realm. And it's like, okay, yeah, you're just, it's lazy, honestly, because you're just taking what we've like, they, you know, they've been doing this for a while. Like, you're just taking and not, like you said, it's not even really repackaging it. And you're trying to make money off it. People have, that's how they've been like making money and like taking control and manipulating for like years and years and like forever, you know, like, and so, it's not even like an original idea. Like, this is just move on, get something else. Like, we're tired of it.
Ooh, another one I see is spiritual bypassing when it comes to racism. That's a huge one I see in the spiritual community. So it'll be things like talking about manifestation. You kind of hinted at this earlier. But talking about manifestation and just being like, oh, well, everybody has equal opportunities. And I do believe that anyone can use manifestation. I really do believe that. But to completely reject and neglect the idea that we may manifest things in the 5D reality, but we are here in the 3D reality. And that means that some of us, people that don't have light colored skin like we do, their realities are a lot tougher here. And there's a lot more trauma and pain. And so when I see people like, oh, we'll just manifest better, you know, and not really addressing like the social society that's set up to keep Black and brown people color from manifesting their dreams, and not realizing or not acknowledging that, I think that that's really very scammy, and it's going to be a different experience for me, a white woman, manifesting something versus a Black or brown woman, not because they don't have the ability, not because they don't have the deservingness, not because they can't achieve things, but just there's going to be a lot more obstacles in front of them than what I'm going to face. And that needs to be that needs to be talked about. And I see the spiritual community being like, oh, that's not something we should focus on. Only focus on love and light. You know, don't let all of that negativity pull you down. That's why you're not manifesting, because you're, you know, thinking too negatively. Right. And that's just, quite honestly, BS.
Like, they're just totally, you know, there are systems at play that have been set up very strategically to keep Black and brown folks, you know, like however they, you know, like, I guess for a lack of better terms, like in their place, but that's, mm-hmm. and so like manifesting, like you saying like, oh, like just manifest it. Like you'll, you know, manifest that new job. Well, like it's a fact. And it's like known that so many studies have been done that, oh, if they like send out a resume or an application and everything's identical, except one person has a white sounding name and then mm-hmm. The other application has a black sounding name, the person with the white sounding name is going to get the interview. So how exactly are you putting, like, how are you incorporating that into your, like your coaching or whatever? Because you're saying right. like, oh, you're just not manifesting enough. You're not working hard enough. Mm-hmm. It's the same old, like we're talking about the patriarchy. It's the same old, same old. It's the same old, same old that capitalism, that yeah. white supremacy, that racism has been like spilling out. That's what I feel like all like these major like scammy mm-hmm. things or like oppression. It's just like white supremacy, patriarchy, whatever, like just wrapped in a different package. Yeah. Like it's the same thing. And yeah, it's just, or like classism too. Like, mm-hmm. Like, oh, you don't have like, you know, the money you want because you didn't like, you know, manifest hard enough, or you need to do these steps, or mm-hmm. your health, like the health, even the, go back to the essential oils. Like, well, you have this like health problem. I think you could probably see this in some like, even like vegan or plant-based mm-hmm. Groups too, that have like a, you know, even if they don't have spirituality, but like, oh, you got that sickness because you're not like healthy enough. And it's like, mm-hmm. again, taking out the fact that like the government allows like corporations to dump like toxic waste and like poor right. communities or right. in communities of color. And so they have cancer because they're literally drinking the water or they're inhaling mm-hmm. the pollution from, you know, this toxic waste that, again, these systems
yeah.
are allowing it to happen. And so to just like leave it at that and say like, you just have to manifest it. You just have to want it yeah. hard enough. You just have to use this strategy, this AB like CD plan or whatever. It just like makes me very mad because I'm like, okay, there's just like, there's a ton of stuff going on here. Right. And this is like a nice practice. And yes, like I do think it definitely like can help, but it's just to not take into account all of these other things. It's just, I think it's pretty awful.
Yeah. And I think it comes down to a lot of these spiritual scams. It comes a lot down to two things. The marriage of like power and control, wanting power and control over other people, and then victim blaming. So power and control is kind of the goal of the scammers. And then victim blaming is how they guilt people into accepting yeah. the abuses. And I think that's a really important conversation to have. I showed up in the spiritual but not religious community feeling very refreshed mm-hmm. because I had left toxic religious environment. And I was like, oh, everybody is about, you know, love and light and for the highest good of all. And I made the assumption that the highest good of all and that love and light would mean that everybody was on board with like dismantling oppressive systems, because that's for the good of all. And that is love and light.
Right.
but what I found, not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, that, oh, no, there's the same problems here in this community. They just might switch their language a little bit, but, you know, you have to watch out for that. And I'm interested, Charlie, what do you think are some of the most important things that people need to keep in mind to keep themselves safe from these kind of scams or spiritual bypassing? What do people need to know, and what do people need to do to maybe try to protect themselves?
Well, I think one is you have the ebook on cults, like how mm-hmm. to, like, what is it called? Like how to?
Yeah, it's called Cults Hidden in Plain Sight, How to Spot Them and How to Break Free.
Yes. So I think that's a really good resource because kind of like you said, like cults exist on a spectrum. And so you know, like, You don't have to be like locked away or like whatever to be in a cult. It could really even just be like following someone online and like maybe like purchasing like their, excuse me, like their whatever that they're selling. And so I think that's a really good resource to kind of like, okay, should I spend my money on this? Should I like support this? Is it cult-like, you know? And I think a lot of times they're kind of like, there's black and white thinking that you should look out. People say like, it's my way or the highway type of thing. Yeah. This is true. This is a fact. Kind of like how what you're always saying, like when you say in our higher self episode, you were like, so I think of my higher self or my like higher self as my intuition. Some people might think of angels. Some people you're like, and that's fine. If you want to think of it that way, that's totally cool. But like somebody who I would probably be very wary of is someone who's like, this is what this is. I don't care what you believe and I don't care what you're doing. But like, you know, higher self is intuition, period. Like it can't be angels. It can't, you know, people who are like, you know, very black and white thinking or two things can't exist at once, kind of like the essential oils, like, okay, this one, you know, our essential oils are the essential oils. Right. And like, God forbid you use any other essential oils because they're all like bad compared to ours. Like we're the best. And yeah, like it's just black and white thinking. I think that's something that I'm always just like, oh, like I don't like that. And things that you know to be true, like things we were talking about, like with the patriarchy, with racism and white supremacy, things that you know to be true, if it seems like, okay, like what they're saying, like that's not really vibing what I already know is happening and is it exists in our world. You know, if it's making you like pause, I would definitely be like, I would kind of steer clear of that, for sure. But I feel like you're kind of like the expert on it. Sometimes I just see stuff and I'm like, ooh, and I'm like, I don't know why. I'm just like, this is giving me, I guess, like trusting your,
yeah. No, I think that's totally right. What you're saying about like the black and white thinking. The other thing that I see a lot in the spiritual but not religious community is they might use some concepts that have legitimacy, but then they'll like use those concepts improperly, or they will use words that have legitimacy, but they'll give different definitions to them. So I'm trying to think of a good example, but I mean, even like the masculine feminine energy, you know, basically turning that into a patriarchal thing versus a, like we have different energies within us and we have to balance those in different ways at different times and in different circumstances. But no, it's, you know, it's all feminine energy in this type of person, all masculine energy in this type of person. And so kind of looking, I think there's a lot more nuance in health. Generally speaking, like things that are healthy are going to have nuance. So if you're looking into something to help yourself physically because you have a physical ailment, it's probably not just going to be like one type of solution. There might be something that ends up working for you, but I think having a both and kind of idea of like, okay, meditation's probably going to help with my anxiety and that's great. Maybe this essential oil feels calming. And also I'm going to go to a therapist and get to the root of this. And maybe that isn't enough. I'm actually going to take some anxiety medication. Like so many times, like you were saying with the black and white thinking, it's like one or the other, where I think health is, you know, looking at a variety and seeing nuance. Cults, like controlling environments, are not good with nuance. They hate nuance.
Right. Yeah. No.
So I think that's a big thing. The other is when somebody says, God told me, my angels told me, my intuition told me, and therefore that means you need to follow what that says.
Oh my God, it's one of my biggest pet peeves. Yeah. I hate, like, oh my God, I heard that so much growing up. Like, God laid this on my heart. Like, oh my God, I'm cringing. Like, I'm actually cringing. Like,
Well, maybe God, your intuition, your angels did lay that on your heart, but they laid it on your heart, not on my heart. So don't go and tell me that I have to change because you think you heard something.
Maybe or don't excuse your bad behavior because God told you whatever. Like that's happening all the time where it's like people want to like use God as an excuse for like, oh, well, God told me to do this or God, I hate that. Oh yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, absolutely. That to me, the most anti-cult thing you can do is to learn to trust your intuition because intuition comes from a place of love and expansion. Cults, control, abuse, scams, those come from fear, scarcity, keeping you in the comfort zone, staying safe, playing small, really in a place where you are reliant on somebody else. Intuition is about relying on yourself and the power within and looking for nuance for yourself and not just having the easy way out, which is like the black and white thinking. Now, that's not to say that there aren't valuable influencers, teachers, leaders, doctors, coaches, therapists, all that. But I would look at those more as prompts for your intuition versus like the end all be all, the one who should make every decision for your life. So a good coach is going to give you information and is going to trust you to listen to your intuition and see if that information resonates. Culty coach is going to be like, this is what you have to do. If you don't, you're not going to succeed. Let me blame, guilt you, shame you, give you the spiritual language about why you're wrong. Doesn't mean that there won't be tough love conversations because sometimes that has to happen, but there's a difference between telling somebody a hard truth and not allowing them to make decisions for themselves and taking away their autonomy. I think those are two different things.
Yeah. And I like what you said about the fear. Because I'm also thinking, and we don't have to get into this because this is honestly like such a broad subject that we could do a deep dive into, but like, I think, a lot of like, the anti-vax movement is also very much showing up in like the spiritual space as well. Definitely with like the essential oils and whatever. And that the whole movement is based on fear. How can we get people to be afraid? And so they bring up all of these things and they bring up, you know, whatever, like to make people scared. And then they tie that in with like, whatever, they tie that in with like fear of the government and fear of, you know, whatever.
Which are legitimate fears. Like I'm scared of the government too.
Right. Yes. But they're manipulating it to be like, okay, this is actually like something that is like vaccines are like so safe. They're so effective. They're incredible. It's like literally like so incredible. If you want to know about them, like you can find a video, find a podcast, like to like actually understand how they work. It's amazing. It's like a miracle, honestly, that we have them and they're so cool and they're a really good thing. And, it's like they spin it to be like, you know, this just horrible thing. And then stuff that people are already scared of, like you're talking about with the government or with health and illnesses or whatever. They play on that and they use that, manipulate it. And yeah, people are profiting. Like, I think a lot of times the anti-vax movement is like, oh, well, like the big pharma and whatever. And yeah, don't get me started on big pharma. Like, you know, like them. But at the same time, like, you don't think like somebody's profiting off of you being anti-vax and buying, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on essential oils a year or whatever, like, people are profiting off of that too. Like,
absolutely.
It's just so manipulative and it's based in fear. Like you were saying, I think that's a really good sign to be like, what is the motivation here? Like, it's the foundation of the business or the coaching or the idea or the theory or whatever. Yeah. Is it fear? Because like, I think a lot of even like, major religions, they have stuff about like how fear is like not good. Like I know the Bible says like, there's no, what is it like? There's no fear in love or like, whatever.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of major religions, like it's the opposite of love and expansion, like you say. And so,
One note on that, cause that's so good what you're saying. And I think I've heard on the flip side, people have said that, well, the media is making people afraid not to take the vaccine and they're like pressuring people into doing it. I think a difference there is, again, the media has an agenda to an extent, right. Money-making agenda, but these doctors and nurses who are being overworked and underpaid, they're the ones who really have information about this. Mm-hmm. And so I think sometimes people look at the pundits who are talking about a subject and being like, oh, they're really fear mongers too. And honestly, sometimes they are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not where you should be making your decision from the media pundits. Like going back to like the doctors and the mental health, you know, groups and the people, the scientists who have studied this for years. And, you know, again, these underpaid, overworked doctors, like what additional money are they making, you know, by making sure that you're healthy? And so sometimes that's another thing that I think scams do is they put up this straw man and they're like, yeah, well, the side that's pro-vaccine is fear-mongering too. Well, yes, there's going to always be people like that, but that's actually more like media, those types of things, not the actual scientists and doctors.
Yes. And there's a difference between there's a difference between fear mongering and saying like this condition that we're vaccinating for causes these condition or it causes death. There's a difference between saying like, I'm telling you from a scientific, like medical perspective that this is a good chance. This is going to happen to you if you catch this illness or if you're not vaccinated and then saying like, oh my God, vaccines cause autism. Oh my God, whatever. And there's also a difference between listening to like, just because someone has like credentials as a doctor, like doesn't mean you should listen to them. There are some wild doctors out there that are like these lone people or like very small groups of people that, well, this is a doctor. So, right. They're a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
No, there's a difference between like how research works is that, if somebody's like, well, I have this research and this study says this, that's what was happening with the ivermectin people. Mm-hmm. I'm getting like, so I'm in public health. So I'm like, so amped up about this. Like, so let me just to go off on a tangent quick, but there's a difference between someone saying like, okay, I have this study, like with ivermectin people that's a, like a horse dewormer, people saying like, hey, which it can treat humans for different conditions too, but it's not for COVID. This treats COVID because this study says this. Okay. There's a difference between saying like someone pulling one research study, two research studies and saying this says this versus there is a body of research here. There is a body of evidence that suggests actually the opposite. And so you could pull a research article for anything, like anything you want. You could pull one. Maybe you could pull two. Maybe you could pull three. Can you pull that whole body where the majority of research is actually saying this? And what research is it? Like that there's a total difference.
Answering this.
Yes. Who's things. Paying for it? What were their like scientific methods? Like, and so there's like all this stuff to get into. And so there is a difference because I will like try to talk to somebody about something and they're like, oh, well, no, this doctor on YouTube. Okay. That is one doctor on YouTube. Or even if it's a few doctors on YouTube, what are most doctors saying? Like what are most scientists or epidemiologists or whoever that it is their life's work. They are experts at this. What are they saying about this? Like one person can say anything. It's like, what is everyone
agreeing on? I don't care what your chiropractor says about my ear, nose, and throat. You know, I had to get my sinuses enlarged. My chiropractor doesn't know about that. Like that's not their field of study. Yes. So just because they are a doctor of something, and even I go to a chiropractor every week, but they're not the same as a medical doctor. Right. Like just so even knowing people who are skilled in their particular field.
Yes.
But whether it is COVID and vaccines, whether it's essential oils, whether it is like there are cults, like we love to talk about ghosts and aliens, but there's actually cults based around aliens. Like these things exist. And I think it is so different to have fun speculation and to talk about things and what ifs and this is interesting and look at that versus like, here's a life or death situation. or this is going to greatly affect your quality of life or not. And we're just going to pull random sources and kind of play with your health. Like, that right. is yeah. so different.
Or we're going to be mad if you don't believe. Like, I do believe in ghosts, but if you don't believe my ghost story, like, I don't really care. Like, you know, right. like, it'd be cool if you did, because we could talk sure. about it more. But people who are like, you know, don't want to like believe it, it's like, fine. Like, I mean, that's totally cool. Like, sure. if you don't believe it, this is not like us, like, I'm not, you know, upset about it.
Exactly.
So yeah, this was a really good conversation. Oh, this
yeah.
was, we I could think probably have needed. Like 5 more episodes.
Yeah. I think it was needed, because I'm really glad you brought it up, because I think us talking about a lot of different subjects, people could maybe be confused about, like, you know, oh, well, they say this or that. And like, there's,
right.
there's a difference between fun speculation. There's a difference between believing something for yourself personally and pushing those things on to someone else and
right.
using it to control their life in some shape or form.
Yeah.
And I think listening to your intuition is really key. But not only listening to your intuition, knowing how, and knowing the difference between intuition and ego, fear, and falling for people's fear mongering.
Yeah.
Because I've heard people say, oh, I listened to my intuition to do this. And then when I actually ask them more questions, I'm like, that more sounds like you just been manipulated by this person.
Right.
Yeah. So I don't have all the answers, but I think, like, this is an important conversation that we had. Yes. I'm really glad you brought it up.
Yeah. And I think even what you just said, like, I don't have all the answers. That's the opposite of a red flag. That's like a green flag. Like, you know, like, if someone said, I don't have all the answers, I'm like, tell me more. Like, you know, like,
yeah. Yeah.
You know, I love that. Like, I don't want to hear someone say, because to be honest, like, you know, a lot of times, like, it, you know, my professors, where there are experts in their field, they say like, oh yeah, I don't know about that. Or, oh, I'm not sure about that. And it's like that's a like sign of a good teacher, I feel like, because the teacher is also learning. And I'm going to keep going on a rant. So cut me off, actually, because like, I could go on about this.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Well, I hope you all enjoyed this. I'd be interested to hear if you, everybody listening, has run into any of these like scammy culty type things. And we'd love to hear what your pet peeve is about the spiritual community. Yeah. So feel free to like send us a DM about that. If you've got any serendipitous stories, you can feel free to send those to us. And if you leave us a review, we will give you a free gift. So if you leave a serendipitous story, we might share it on the episode, on one of the episodes in the future. And if you leave us a review, if you take a screenshot, you get a free gift. And the two ways to contact us are, one, you can go to our email, which is pod.serendipity@gmail.com, or you can send us a direct message on our Instagram, which is serendipity.pod. And yes. We would love, love, love to hear from you, and love to hear your thoughts.
Yes. We would. And thanks so much for listening. This was a really fun conversation. I feel like we could definitely talk more about it. So if you enjoyed this and want us to go deeper, let us know, because I think both of us would be like happy to like go deeper into this.
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, everybody.
Well, yeah. See you next time. Bye.